Steve Zoe.
What's up, bud? A little sticky out there.
I know, it was a little, tonight it was. It's nice, those balls are nice and tacky on nights like this.
How good was it to get out there? Let's start with the young guys first. Seems like you had some rhythm, some rapport with those guys where, you know, concerns coming in, you know, was there going to be timing between them? But Dobson didn't cut right on the money. Doug Tompkins, you know, it seems like he's running those Deion Branch type routes. Talk about your ability to move the ball with those guys.
Yeah, well, it started with, you know, what we did up front, hand the ball from the first play. A guy rid runs, how 40, 45 yards? 62 yards.
62 first play.
Yeah, incredible. So, you know, to hand the ball off as many times as we did on the first drive and get the ball in the end zone was great. The offensive line, you know, took a lot of pride in that. And you know, we're challenged to be a tough football team, and to really do that and run the ball like we did was great. And then the second drive, you know, we're able to make some plays, you know, throwing the ball, spread it around to different guys. You know, KT did a good job. Aaron did a good job. Josh had some opportunities. Danny, I mean, everyone contributed. So, you know, it was really a good week. It was a good week.
Tommy, you've been pinpoint accurate all week long for that matter, but that touchdown to Shane Green, I mean, actually, you stalled at the line of scrimmage because you were realizing who was covering the guy.
I was trying to figure out what to do. I saw
you
what we wanted.
Long time.
I know. I was looking and trying to figure out, well, what's the best thing to do, because I knew the coverage.
Right.
And then Shane and I had a little connection, and it was good. It was a great catch. I mean, get his feet down, tight area. Shane's been doing that, but, I mean, he's really come on. He's really, you know, continued to improve, so it was great to see him make that play.
In order to know you can make that throw, with some of the throws that you made to Tompkins, this week must have been really valuable for you against different defenses to see that he said, all right, I go to him, he'll make this kind of play. Was this
sure.
Week very valuable?
Yeah, it was. Well, I think there's a lot of things you can't simulate in a walkthrough or practice, and you go against your own defense, and now that, you know, you kind of got a rhythm for your defense and what they're going to do, and we've had all spring, you know, the 12 or 13 practices we had then the 9 or 10 practices we had against ourselves to start camp. So, you know, after 22, 23 practices, everyone kind of knows each other, so it's nice to go to a different, you know, team and see what you got. And, you know, tonight was different in that everyone was tackling, it was live. I mean, this was real football. You know, this week was a productive week to get out there and see where we're at to measure up against, you know, a good team.
With these guys as a result of this week and as a result of tonight, are they in generally the right spots in the place
we
expect them to be?
Well, I mean, we're a better football team now than we were when we started the week. But, you know, we got to be a better football team in the next week, you know, than we are tonight. So it's a building process, and, you know, we're trying to make one play turn into two good plays, turn into three good plays, and it's not all going to go perfect. I mean, it's going to be hard. This sport is, you know, once you think you got it figured out, it's going to kick you right back in the butt. So we got a long way to go, but it was fun to get out there and play, you know, real football, first real game in 7 months.
Seems like none of your backs tiptoe. How nice is that to have four guys that you can hand it to, say, third and two late in the year? Everything doesn't just fall on you. We can dial up the run.
Sure.
Kind of like LeGarrette Blount made a play, I think, in each quarter tonight.
How
big is that for the offense?
Yeah, you know, to like you said, that's critical to run the ball when they know you're going to run it. We had big runs. We had short yardage runs where we needed to get the ball. We ran it on the goal line. So, I mean, that establishes the identity of the team, how well you run, how well you stop the run. And all those guys did a great job. They're big, strong, powerful runners that, you know, want the ball in their hands. And when they get into rhythm, they're able to go out and make a bunch of plays. I mean, Ridd's done it since he got here. Shane's doing it. LeGarrette's doing it. You know, Brandon's made some runs, so it's been fun to watch.
What do you think of the tight ends tonight? Individually, each one of them, how they played last
time. Well, it's hard to really single out anybody, but, you know, they're all, you know, everyone contributed, so we got a long way to go. I mean, it's so early, to one preseason game, and 4 weeks from the start of the year, and, you know, every bit of preparation, you know, we have, we got to use it. So I'll let Rick talk.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. It's great to put that.